Did somebody say energy crisis?
Not in those exact words, Captain America!
The high cost of energy is crippling America, kids!
But what can we do?
We can lick this problem if we all do our part, together! Turn the dial down to 68 degrees and we'll use less heating oil!
We're not gonna do that! My feet get cold!
Okay, next tip! Electronics still use energy even when turned off! Make sure to unplug them!
That sounds exhausting!
Pass!
Clothes dryers are 20% of a home's energy bill. Dry your laundry outdoors and save power.
I'd never wait that long.
Nobody's gonna do that.
Well, fine. F*** you then.
This week in Your Parents' Basement, we are playing as the best group of superheroes around, the Avengers. From 1991 for the arcade, from 1992 for the Genesis, and from 1993 for the Super Nintendo, we're playing Captain America and the Avengers by Data East and Real Time Associates. I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is the living laser of the podcast, its co-host, Todd Brisket.
No, you will be the one escaping.
And our other co-host, he's always glad to play a beat-em-up. It's Hugh Lauser.
Red Skull controls their evil schemes with his mind control machine.
Oh, that has a nice cadence to it.
Yeah.
Today we're joined by a special guest. He's the master of torts and the spread gun, as well as Dabney Coleman's IMDb page. It is friend of the show, Backsack.
The new superhero, thrilling, action, adventure, game.
Ooh.
Is that from the manual or the back cover?
It's a cover.
Oh, nice. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Play, or iTunes. And when you do, be sure to give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ypbpodcast.com/Discord, where you can chat with all the sweet baby boys. Also, if you want to support the show, you can find our Amazon click-through link on the YPB homepage, ypbpodcast.com. The homepage is also where you can find our archive, which is accessible by clicking the button on the top of the page. Take the Backsack journey and listen to episodes on Contra, Russian Attack, and other classics. This week's game is Captain America and the Avengers, released by Data East in 1991 and 1992 for the arcade and the Genesis, and in 1993 by Real Time Associates for the Super Nintendo. In this game, you play as one of the four Avengers, punching and shooting some things in the face to save the world from aliens. At this point, we've played a lot of beat-em-ups on the show. So many beat-em-ups. So Backsack, let's go to you first for your thoughts on this one.
Well, my initial thought is, this is basically the same as Double Dragon or Golden Axe, right? I mean, the mechanics. It's
yeah.
Walk across the screen, beat up.
Yes.
Also like Bad Dudes, another Data East production.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I know that from looking at the list of games released by Data East on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. And, some research over here.
I'm doing some research for you guys for the first time. I don't know. I tried it, but I was playing with an emulator, and I was only able to use the arrow keys and the keyboard, so it wasn't very effective. But, you know, I never played it when I was a kid, and it seems all right, mm-hmm. I suppose. So, I was wondering why Vision didn't have an Infinity Stone in his forehead.
He was shooting lasers.
Confused me. Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Was that the same kind of thing? The same,
I guess so.
They also had the most useless Avenger, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Hawkeye is not off in this game because he has those arrows that go across the screen. But, yeah, he's still... Like, who wants to play as Hawkeye when your other choices are Captain America, Iron Man, and Vision? So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, Vision's not that exciting, honestly.
Like, yeah, that's true.
We got four guys that you can do play as.
Do them up.
Do them up.
As mentioned, so you got the A team in Iron Man and Captain America. Then they scraped from the C team with Vision and yeah. and Hawkeye.
So it's there's like all those great picks out there that it could have made.
Give me a Thor. Give me a Hulk. Yeah.
Oh well, it's
Vision is the one of the four selectable players? Like
Vision's garbage.
Who cares?
It's clear they must have not had access to the full roster because of other video games out there. Like there's
possible.
Like there's no X-Men that were also part of the Avengers at some point. Like,
well, they never were, Steve.
Well, there's so many. This game pulled from the comic book, fellas and ladies listening.
Oh,
I'm looking at the Avengers that were around this time. They had Demolition Man, Forgotten One, Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman was on the team for a while. Whoa. The U.S. Agent, Quasar, Human Torch was also on the team for a while. Cersei, not from Game of Thrones. Stingray. It's spelled differently. S-E-R-S-I. Mm-hmm. And her skill is...
Murdering.
Scroll down here.
Burning
superhuman strength.
Incest.
molecular and atomic manipulation.
Oh,
psionic powers. Oh, immortality. Okay. And flight.
That's useful.
Like they list that one last. They just, I cannot die.
Well, that's why she wasn't in the game. I mean, it would be too easy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's a lot to pull from. They could have pulled in one of these random people. There's no A-list guys on.
Was Spider-Man on the Avengers? Part of the Avengers?
Who?
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or did Spider-Man? You only fight with them on in the crossover Secret Wars series?
No. He was in the UN Charter Recruits of 1991, and let's see... And he was in the heroic.
I believe he was an official. Yeah, he was an official member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure this is probably. Oh, what are the characters left over after we've done spin-off games on Spider-Man, Hulk, like all these other characters? Wolverine had his own game, of course. X-Men had their own games. So I don't know if there's a Fantastic Four game, but the Fantastic Four have always sucked.
We did Silver Surfer.
Oh yeah, God, that was trash.
Whatever you categorize him as, besides garbage.
Yeah,
he's a herald of Galactus.
Space garbage.
Galactus.
Yeah. Galactus.
There are appearances by Wasp, Quicksilver, Wonder Man. Namor the Submariner.
Quicksilver came out on the Namor. First level and dropped like a tray of food or something.
Yeah, it looks like he comes out. He looks like a waiter.
Room service.
Yeah. I'm like, is this an enemy? Like, yeah. So he's got the hand up with like a tray on it, like a room service waiter. No popcorn. And then he just places like a blue plate on the ground, and that's like your health pickup. For it's just really strange.
Random.
He's also very slow being Quicksilver. He's like, here I come. Well, he's got to balance that tray.
Yeah, he's got to balance that tray.
It's pretty difficult. It's very odd gameplay choice there. So yeah, this is like a standard beat-em-up.
His entire ability is negated by having to bounce the food on the tray.
Like, why'd they recruit me for this?
All right, what you got to do is you got to get this tray of food into his hand. All right,
don't go too fast. Restaurant.
Yeah, should I help defeat some enemies?
No. Deliver the food. Steve's hungry. You got to get him some food.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers. Oh, I never noticed that. He's Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Oh,
strange.
The original Mr. Rogers. Yeah,
exactly.
Except without all the molestation.
He didn't molest anyone.
Oh, goodness.
What are you talking about?
Scurrilous allegations. I withdraw them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The documentary would have found something. If
That's what...
Yeah, come on. Right. He's a war hero.
Jesus.
I'm saying...
Of all people.
It's strange, okay? That kind of fixation on children.
He wants to help them.
I'm just kidding. I cried like a baby through that whole movie.
He wasn't a pop star who had called into our show previously. Yeah.
Not that guy. Former caller.
Former guest. Who is alive.
Yes.
Exactly. Hello, your parents' basement. It's me, Michael Jackson. I'm still alive.
Exactly. He let us know, and only us,
still alive.
That he's still alive. So the Avengers game that you beat around and punch stuff,
What?
I mean, it's not great. The one really terrible thing I found is, like, in most beat 'em ups, like, if you get hit, you're, like, invulnerable for a little bit, and, like, you flash, and so you can't get hit, so you can kind of get out of a sticky situation. But in this one, the invulnerability lasts about half a second, and that entire time is when you're on the ground. So
as soon as you get up, you're done.
Yeah, as soon as you get back up, you're back to being able to be hit again, and then you're just hit, and you're on the ground again. So you just get caught in this situation where you're just, like, constantly getting smacked. You can't retaliate because you're on the ground, and it takes forever to get out of it. I could have just sucked, but I've played a lot of these stupid beat-em-ups, and this seemed worse than normal.
I watched a couple of walkthroughs, and it seemed like they were having difficulty with it as
well.
Yeah,
exactly.
Looks like a tough game.
I have an important question for you, Huel. Uh-huh. Did you play the Super Nintendo or the Genesis version?
I played the Super Nintendo.
So I was under the mistaken assumption when we first talked about this game that they were the same game.
Oh,
and
no.
If you watch videos of them, they seem like the same game, but if you play them, you realize, oh, the Super Nintendo version inexplicably is way worse. Like
it is
way unforgiving. The Genesis version is just a normal beat 'em up. Like I managed to beat the first stage. I didn't die at all, and it was fine. But this is after I played the Super Nintendo version. The Super Nintendo version, I died like 4 times in the first stage.
Yeah, that's the one I grew up with playing, is the Super SNES version, as they say in the UK. And that's why when we picked this game, I told you guys it's a terrible game. I just remember hating it. But I've only ever played the Super Nintendo version. This week, I went out and played the arcade version, which is closer to the Genesis version. And it was a delight. It was enjoyable.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a perfectly normal beat-em-up. It's still, I will say, it's weird that it is not good as the X-Men game that's from like 1989 or something, or 1991. Like the six-player one in the arcade. X-Men? Yes, yes.
The one that we played?
Yes, in like show 2 or show 3,
I believe it was number 2, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, strangely, that game is way better than this one. Like, just, you get more characters to choose from, and it's way more fun to beat the crap out of them Sentinel robots. Like, I think we've mentioned the crunchy factor before. Like, that game has some good crunch to it. Like, those robots just explode into pieces. This one, it's like, it's fine.
Well, the other annoying part of this one is, like, the collision detection, and not that you can't hit them, but, like, you know how in beat 'em ups you can walk side to side, but you also go up and down a little bit. It's like that up and down plane is so, like, particular about where you have to be to hit the enemy that, like, you can't be off by, like, a pixel. Like, you have to be directly in front of them. And that just makes it, like, super annoying. Because you're getting smacked, you're getting caught between, like, two dudes. Wink. And then at the same time, you can't hit them back, but they're just hitting you, like, anywhere. Like, they don't, it doesn't matter where they are.
Yeah.
So it's just like all these weird little control things pile up into just a really annoying experience.
Yeah, it's just not good. It feels like, just start to finish, it feels kind of like a rushed kind of game. Even the good version, like the Genesis and the arcade version.
Yeah. I mean, you say you're shocked that the X-Men one is that much better, but I mean, if you're just trying to get a game out there, like, you can probably make a beat 'em up really quickly and not really care about how good it is.
Yeah, like, that's true.
They put some effort in the X-Men one.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, God, the X-Men arcade game is actually, it's I'm looking right now, it's 92, so it's roughly the same time.
Yeah,
but that one is made by Konami. Danny Konami may have had a hand in that one. And it's just a better game. You know, just in terms of characters you can pick from and all that fun stuff. You get powers. It's
by that time, I mean, Konami knew what they were doing.
Yeah, this game, are there even special abilities in it?
Like, there's a special move button. I mean, it's not like anything that special. Usually it's like it's basically the same for all four of them as they shoot something. So it's not even like that like different.
Yeah. Yeah. I was mostly using Iron Man, and Iron Man has a attack. If you jump up in the air and you hit attack, it just like wipes stuff out. It's pretty great. So that helped, but it was, you know, it wasn't an especially fun experience.
The jump attack was a little better because it helped you avoid all the other guys.
Yeah.
But the special moves, I mean, it just kind of sucks that they all were basically the same.
Yeah, yeah. The Super Nintendo version, though. So after playing the Genesis version, I went back to the Super Nintendo version because I was like, maybe I'm just, maybe I was just tired when I played this the first time. Maybe it's my fault. But no, it's straight trash. Like, the gameplay is just inexplicably so much worse, and I don't really know why, because most other ports, if it's the same game, it's the same stages, it's the same characters, it's just done by two different companies, and the gameplay is just, like, way worse. So, yeah, I guess that jives with what Todd said, and also, friend of the show, Forthand, recommended this one as a awful game that we should play. So,
oh, good.
He was
thanks, man.
He was right. Yeah.
Hey, Todd, is it bad that Craig says error cannot send me?
I was just gonna say something about that.
No, he's recording.
Okay. I am error is what he. Okay, just making sure.
He's just a big Zelders fan.
Yeah, huge Zelda 2 fan.
Yeah, for those listening at home, the bot that records our show is called Craig. So,
and it says recording, but then it says error. So I was kind of a little concerned.
Yeah,
it says error, cannot send messages. This is still left over from last week when he freaked out.
Oh, cannot send messages. Okay. Yes. Yeah, we also have Craig freak out.
He's a repurposed Rob robot that we got from a consignment shop. He does great work.
Yeah. He's the 2XL that we popped the tape into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He picks up a block and then he drops it on the start button at the beginning of the show. And then at the end, we just go into the other room and turn them off. So it works great. It's a foolproof system and it's never let us down before.
One of my favorite things about this game and series across all platforms is the Coca-Cola Classic cans are weapons. You find it on the ground, pick it up and chuck it at a bad boy, they're out.
Was this the arcade?
I played the arcade there. Coca-Cola cans, Coca-Cola Classic cans everywhere. Pick them up and chuck them.
Are they full?
Probably. I
would assume
a little weight to take out a guy.
Assume unopened.
Otherwise, no matter how much super secret soldier serum you got flowing through your veins,
pumping.
I don't think you could get an empty can of Coke up to the velocity necessary to kill someone.
Maybe if you crush it.
Yeah.
If you crush it, but he doesn't crush it, he just picks it up and knocks it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Bullshit.
Hey.
Hey. Watch your profanity.
Right, I'm sorry.
You play the entire clip though every time.
Come on, Zach, it's a family friendly show.
This is a family friendly show here.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you can pick up objects off the ground and throw them at people is kind of an odd function of this game because you're superheroes. Like,
you wouldn't think that would be necessary.
Yeah, they just destroy property in this thing. You just pick up all these barrels everywhere.
Yeah,
and not Bimmy and Jimmy.
Random street toughs.
They're not bad enough dudes to save the president.
I wouldn't want to save this one, am I right? The orange book.
Political. Well, getting political.
Getting political.
He's your friend, Backsec.
That's true. Yeah,
you guys are pals.
That's my buddy.
I'm a good friend.
We've seen how President Donnie can treat his friend sometimes. So that's the problem.
The press.
No, it is weird. At least in later stages, you're picking up like engine parts and throwing them at enemies. Like that's a little bit more.
That makes
like,
sense.
I can believe Yeah, that might hurt somebody more than one of Hawkeye's little arrows.
So. If Iron Man threw a carburetor at you, I don't think you wouldn't be feeling too good.
No, I wonder if that's a scene in one of the upcoming Avengers movies.
What about that scene?
Ooh.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. This episode's coming out after the Avengers movie.
Yeah, we've already seen it.
It was great.
It sucked.
I can't believe how they had Superman crossover, and then he flew around the world the other way and reversed the rotation of the Earth, which caused a reverse time and defeated Thanos.
Jumping.
They had a callback to a previous movie where they had Spider-Man strip fully nude.
This time Captain America walked in on him.
Yeah.
It's controversial.
It's weird that not only is Superman crossing over into this universe, that he's also using the same trick from one of his previous movies. But, you know,
how he knew how to do it.
If they broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, you would think. Also, if Superman can do that, why doesn't he just do that every time something bad happens?
Which movie was that from? Was that from
the first one?
The first one? Okay.
He knew he could do it right off the bat and never happen again.
Yeah.
That's why when he came on screen, he was like, hey, check out this thing I can do from the movie I was in. He winked at the audience.
Yeah.
Seemed like an odd choice to break the fourth wall there, but it's funny.
It's also weird that he was played by Seth Rogen. Also a really strange choice.
Well, listen, I was trying to do a Seth Rogen impression and quickly realized
you sound like Tommy Chong.
Yeah. Whoa, hey.
Yeah. You know
what I'd
like
say?
Like a burly Fozzie Bear.
About that Superman scene in that movie. And that Superman scene in that movie. Superman, he really is the black sheep of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I'm the black sheep of the family.
Oh.
What is that, Zydeco? What's that from?
It's a song called Black Sheep by country legend John Anderson.
I thought T wrote it.
Okay. We have fun.
So yeah, odd choice for the movie. I thought it sucked.
That was weird.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was fun. It was a good time.
Fair enough.
I'm glad I spent $14.50 on a ticket. It's great.
Hey, I can't believe we got jobs doing this.
I know.
This drop sucks.
My mom said I would never get anywhere with these games.
What?
Why is that being played?
Now, if you want a good drop, you should get the wizard, the California drop.
Yeah, where's that kid?
California.
There we go.
Oh, he's...
Now there's get an that. Episode.
Get that ready.
I've had occasion to drive by those dinosaurs. They're out in
Cabazon, oh my God.
Your Palm Springs a few times. And every time we drive by, we say California. It's great.
California.
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 Didn't like his sister drown or something?
Yes, it was so dark.
What a weird movie.
Such a strange movie. And then that guy was chasing him and like tried to kill him a few times. It was just really
Putnam.
Odd
Putnam
choice.
Was the best. So wait a minute. Fred Savage was his brother, right?
Yeah.
And he's just completely unaffected by the death of his sister?
Wasn't he like his half brother, stepbrother?
Yeah.
Okay,
so maybe his sister didn't drown.
Oh, that's right. Their dad, their current dad.
Bo Bridges.
Bo Bridges was not.
That's right.
I don't care. I forgot. I stopped caring. 20 seconds into my question, I lost interest.
It was just the sister of his half-brother. Like, so he didn't care at all.
So no blood relation, or maybe half relation?
I don't know. If she was alive, they'd have relations.
Wait a second.
There's no blood between them.
That's true.
Going by today's society.
Yeah. Fair game.
Yeah. Just like, it wasn't a Lannister situation, or there's another HBO Targaryen. Show where this plays into that I can't say which show yet, but.
Oh.
You so. Under an NDA? Or?
it's a plot point in a little presidential comedy at one point.
Oh, right.
It's good stuff.
I wonder what it could be.
probably not the current show I'm watching, which is why he's not spoiling it.
It's a different HBO presidential comedy.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about Dave.
I'm talking about Thomas Jefferson. That old chestnut that we all remember.
Oh, the one where
John
Paul
Adams.
Giamatti was the dude.
The dude.
Lebowski.
Yeah. He was the old dude from the old days.
This is he plays veteran character actor Paul Giamatti.
He seems to be coming up more and more.
Plays old Johnny Adams.
Johnny A, yeah. Not Johnny QA, Johnny A.
Quincy.
this Avenger game is it's okay. I mean, if you get the Genesis version, it is a perfectly average beat 'em up that you do not have to play. The Super Nintendo version is just straight trash. And also, by the way, we played the trailer last week. The trailer we played last week is the actual voice acting in this game, which I don't know why, but it's off. Like, it's like they call them the Avengers all the time and that kind of stuff. So,
well, it's hyper compressed voice acting on a SNES cartridge. Like, it's what you're gonna get.
And some Japanese guy trying to do an American accent too.
It's more what Todd says, I think, because
views of Todd Briscoe do not necessarily reflect those of your parents' basement.
All three.
Popeye no Bichu volleyball.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that was gonna bite me.
But no, it's I don't know. It's weird to me. If you're gonna go through the problem of putting some voice sampling in a game, you should make sure it sounds okay. So instead, it just sounds like garbage, like throughout this. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to touch on where this series is now, the Avengers have continued on in today's landscape of hot IP.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's,
they should make a movie out of it.
Probably, yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. Should make 23 movies. With no end in sight. Todd, I'm not sure. Were you able to find any Most Best?
You know what? I did find some Most Best. We think this game is what it is, but I do have two reasons why. The Super Nintendo version of this game is the most best game of all time.
Oh, no.
All right, this first one. This is for the Super Nintendo version, by the way. Mm-hmm. Just reiterating that. This first one's written by Adam in May of 2017, and the title of his review is "No as good as a port as the Sega Genesis version." And his review is... "No as good of a port as the Sega Genesis version, which was ported over by the original arcade designers. 5 stars.
Oh, okay. Curious how many stars the Genesis one got.
Good question.
5.5.
There's got to be more, yeah.
Just to be confusing.
Okay, this next one is titled... "A Good Fighter Without the Gore of Captain Commando."
Oh, no.
And it's pretty long, so bear with me on this one. I need to get some water here. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's written by Jarrett P. Sir in August of 2007. Jarrett P. Sir.
Mm-hmm.
And Jarrett wrote... "I first saw the original Captain America movie back between 5th and 11th grade. I thought I was decently shot."
Wide gap. Sorry, continue.
Oh, this whole thing is a run-on sentence, by the way.
Okay.
Right. Here are some strategies in boss defense and attack statistics that you can be used for the bosses, starting from the beginning with cheat or without cheats if you're playing this on easy mode and have practiced a decent amount. The next boss is like a giant sentinel Stay Puft Marshmallow man-sized robot, like they original were from X-Men cartoon and comic series before they were shrunk them down to about maybe 6 to 2, 12 feet in hit. Like in Marvel versus Capcom 2, or about maybe about 30% taller than Juggernaut. Despite his height, Boss had a high damage resist tank percent of about 30%. You can take him down quickly in about 2 to 4 minutes because your hovercrafts shot up to 3 to 4 shittle out of a time ATA super fast machine gun lick speed. Since this giant robot seldom block his face with his hand, his health will go down quickly. It will lose about 3.03 of his health for every unblock hit of the shield projectiles that hit his face. Next, you must fight a foe of the Avengers known as the Reaper. He has about a 15% dame resistance to shield attack, either by literal throwing the shield or punching him with hands that's holding it. Hit him 15 times with this attack, successful when he come in with the strike attack range and he goes down. The next boss fight, the Wizard, with an 11% resistance to punch and kick attacks. You can take this guy down quickly or a lose of 9.09% of his health if you memorize his attack pattern well enough, playing with no cheats activated. Use the same technique used of the sentimental-like boss. And this squid robot will go down with about 30 shield blast attack of about 3% lose of vital per hit. All right. And I'm going to skip another. Yeah. See, that's about halfway through. You skip another quarter of this thing, get down here to the end. So you should probably body throw and slammed technique QEs. To speed up the battles, Crossbone has a 25% defense resistance against normal hits to cut that half true to use up the close throw slash body slam slack attacks to no more damage per move. For the Red Skull, first part of fight, he has 13% resistance. After this, you face the final boss, one more final robot. You just did beat the Metal Skull boss with the highest stamina of 65% against normal attacks. That means your blow take a super pathetic amount of 1.5% vital per hit. This box has projectile weapons, create tornado projectiles, and has a barrier of elk trick around him. You can still hit up close with no cheats on. But this may mutilate your health bar if you don't have an infinite health or continuous. So on attacking from far away distance with your shield throw may be the easy ways to defeat this boss since the electric barriers around him vary frequently. Defeat this boss, you have saved the world from the Red Skull, and now hit tail it out of there as the bases collapses. 5 stars.
Wow. So I have a couple comments. One, it sounds like this person just did a FAQ or a guide, like, as a review.
Yeah, lots of hot tips in here.
Very much just a guide.
And two, I did not even know that this had RPG elements to it. That there was damage reduction. Mm-hmm. There's
resistances.
Deep. Yeah.
Very deep story-driven. Beat him.
Yes. Yes. Oof. Wow. That was magical. What was the name of that reviewer again?
Jarrett P. Sir.
Wow. Magical. I think Backsack may have passed away during that reading.
No, I'm alive. I was overwhelmed by the lack of punctuation.
Yeah. I was quite amazed.
It was a whole lot of a whole lot of everything.
I did skip over the boss. He did mention the bosses in here.
Oh, no. Are we going back?
One of the bosses in this game is from a movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and his name is Ultratrons.
Oh.
Okay. Ultratrons.
Yeah, have not seen that movie. Ultratron. So,
it's fine.
Well, I have a 1-star Yelp review, and it is for Captain America Diner at 6000 Universal Boulevard, Universal Orlando Resort, Orlando, Florida. And it's from Miguel. He writes, I was excited to come eat here with my wife, especially being a Marvel fan and first-time guest at Universal Studios' Island of Adventure. The cashier, Summer, wasn't all that friendly. Tried breaking the ice, but looked like she didn't want to work there. The staff looked depressed. Person handing out the food was being stingy about giving sauces for my chicken fingers. Food was okay. I've had better at other Universal Studios restaurants where people actually care about customer service and quality food, especially if you're going to be paying a lot for their services. Please train your staff to take care of their guests better. 1-star.
Damn. Well, I mean, hey, that harsh.
If you're going in for some Captain America chicken fingers, you got to get some of them dipping sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do they serve them on like a shield plate? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, well,
I'd go there.
That was Miguel from Los Angeles, California, and he left that February 25th. Also, at the same time, Nancy M. of Los Angeles, California, left another review. Ordered a crispy chicken sandwich. It was not great. It was so burnt and bland. No flavor. We paid for a drink inside and wanted a refill and was told they don't give refills and they're already closed. It was barely 4 p.m. and the bar closes at 7. Of course, the service was not friendly. The workers looked miserable and it reflected poorly on their food. Food was super overpriced and sucked. For a Captain America fan, I was so disappointed. Avoid this diner. What a waste of money.
Now, so, what are the Avengers doing? They're letting their restaurants go to waste.
Yeah, they just slap their name on them and don't go back. It's like Gordon Ramsay or something.
Yeah. It's like how if you go to Michael Jordan's steakhouse, you'll sometimes see him behind the line. Like, you know.
Yeah, plating food.
Serving up eggs.
Yeah, shooting a steak right on that grill.
like from the 3-point line.
No, he does the post up for steaks on the grill. Yeah. 3-point line is he throws
the backboard there.
He throws a head of iceberg lettuce into a bowl. That's the 3-point shot.
Right. Then he yells at the other chefs.
Yeah. He's like, I carried Pippin for a dozen years. You don't think I can cover you? Carry you, Raul?
I gotta do everything.
Yeah. So yeah, Captain American Diner. Not well reviewed. I don't know. That lady is like, I expect more from Captain America. And I'm like, I don't know why.
Is he known for his cooking? Does he turn that shield over and use it as a wok? I don't.
Big crispy chicken fan.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, never seen him fry an egg.
Really well, and...
Yeah. Captain America crispy chicken. I mean, it's a famous recipe.
Yeah. I mean, that figured prominently into Endgame, right? Remember that part?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
He had Iron Man, like lay down on the ground and turn on his hand blaster and hold it under his shield.
Yeah. He made that orange chicken. It was part of their big crossover with Panda Express.
Right.
Yeah.
Very blatant product placement.
Yeah. I thought it was a bit too far when they cooked Rocket Raccoon, though. There were kids in the audience. It was
disturbing.
Raw.
Kind of unnecessary.
Oh, what? Now you're gonna cook me? I'm the raccoon. Yeah. You don't cook me.
Bradley Cooper's here, everyone.
Oh, hey, everybody.
You gotta cook me.
I know. Well, it was worse because they used friend of the show Van Dramsel to light the fire. He was the kid.
Right. That's so worse.
Yeah.
It's brutal and gruesome.
Yeah.
Worse than Thanos.
They cooked Rocket Raccoon over Groot's corpse?
For Groot's flaming corpse?
Oh!
That was like the entire last 30 minutes. Like, they defeated Thanos. Like, Thanos was dead at that point, and they're like, all right, I'm hungry.
Rocket skinned, screaming for 20 minutes. Ow! This hurts!
Ow!
Is that for A. Romano?
Why? Hey, Bradley Cooper was too busy doing another duet, so they had to hire Rick Romano. Oh, it's shallow!
I'm in the deep end. Watch as I dive in.
Wow.
Okay.
R.I.P. Rocket.
They made some bold choices in that movie.
Yeah. Hey, it's the last one. They got to go out with a bang.
Got to go big.
Yeah, but despite the 30-minute raccoon cooking scene, I think. I think Sack and I said that we liked it. So
yeah, a great send off to some beloved characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me started on that post credits.
Oh man.
Just make sure you stay to the end, guys. That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm. Well, Huel, did you get a chance to look at a manual for this one?
Yep. I got the SNES manual because I played the SNES game. It's okay. I mean, it's got some drawings of our four heroes, which is fun. It does like the bios, a short bio of them from their perspective, which is fun. Did you know that Steve Rogers was an artist? Is that canon?
In the show?
Okay.
In the arcade version, they give his job title as illustrator.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it says, welcome, really? I am Captain America, formerly Steve Rogers, artist. That's his bio.
Oh, anyway. I didn't even know that.
I probably didn't pay attention to the first half of that movie.
It was just a soldier.
Yeah, well, you could be an
artist
and
a soldier.
When he was
the skinny guy before he got that serum injected all up into him, he was. I guess he did some drawings up in the first half of that movie.
I'll have to watch that again. Yeah, that's my only reference point for Captain America. It lists the different bosses, which is cool, and the moves they can do, and has some screenshots of the different levels. So I guess it hits all the marks, but it doesn't do anything spectacular. So I got to just give it a 2.5 out of 5 Mario 2s.
Hmm.
It's right down the middle.
All right.
But this is a comic book game. I would expect plenty of good drawings in there inside the instruction manual.
Not exactly. It's mostly screenshots, which is disappointing. I mean, if there were more drawings, you'd get more Mario 2s. Just a simple fact.
Simple. Hey, like I said before.
Hey, go back in time. It's game devs. Now you know the secret.
Well, I have a regular ranking. It's called the Herzog Hierarchy. And this one's coming in at Herzog Dre, Herzog 3.
No.
Now, which one
is this for the Super Nintendo SNES version?
That is for the Genesis version. The SNES version, I would have to give that one Herzog I'm, Herzog 1.
What a shame.
Herzog. That one. If you average them, you would get
Herzog 2.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There you go. So, no, they're just, like, even for beat-em-ups, the Genesis version is better, like, but it's still, like, you know, there are better games, like Streets of Rage. There's some X-Men games that are decent. You know, that X-Men arcade game that we mentioned, that's, you know, that's on the PS store, I believe.
Yeah, you know where this one does shine, though, is if you do see it in the arcade, they have a four-player variant cabinet for this one. If you do have a couple of buddies, it's fun to pop in a few quarters and play around on this together.
Oh, yeah, I could believe that, but I will admit I never saw this one in the arcades. So I'm not sure how widespread it is out there. So, if you see it, yeah, you know, grab some buddies. It's not awful. Like, if they don't have that six-player X-Men game, yeah, you can play this one.
Yeah.
So, now, I'm not sure who to go to first. Backsack, did you have a rating for this one?
Well, to continue on the tradition started lo these many moons ago, I have a rating system, and it's the Scorpion system. And okay. If you recall, the Scorpions, in their classic song, Rocky Like a Hurricane, discuss the benefits of giving women inches. And
right.
In a not so subtle innuendo. And I've taken to ranking most things through the inch scale, the Scorpion scale. And I give this game 4 inches.
Yeah. So more is better, less is better.
Is there a maximum?
We're still not sure.
Okay. So okay.
I went right down the middle, kind of.
Let me get out
below,
the Sharpie.
It's out of eight?
It's out of eight. It's
right
out of
the
eight.
Middle? I mean, okay.
Yeah, well. Yeah. 4 inches.
You never know. Maybe
I can't buy it, okay?
Maybe being in the middle is the worst part.
Well, this game's terrible, so that's why I went with the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It does. I agree.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh.
Well, yeah.
Todd, were you able to compare this to your classic DuckTales?
Yeah, I did. I did calculate this game and gave it a rating on the DuckTales scale. The DuckTales scale has two primary factors. Primary factor one, nostalgia. How much nostalgia do I have for this? Primary factor two, replayability. Would I replay it in this day and age, in these times we live in Trump's America? Let me see. Nostalgia? Not much nostalgia for this one specifically. I've always put my quarters into other games, other beat-ems. Not this one as much. So not much nostalgia. I wasn't a comic book man back in the day, or a comic book boy either. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really care for the Captain or Iron Man or the other two. So not much nostalgia. Replayability. Like I said, hey, if you're walking around the arcade, grab a couple buddies if you see it. You might get a little enjoyment out of it, but I'm never going to pop this on again on a console ever. So there's that replayability. So factoring those two primary factors in, I'll give Captain America and the Avengers, the arcade version, a .11 DuckTales.
Oh my God.
Yes, I can confirm. Huel has got another notch in his belt.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, it's momentous.
Wow. It's been a while, I feel like.
I've been honing in ever so slightly.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Congratulations.
Wow. I'm glad Backsack could be here to witness this.
This is basically like witnessing Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile.
Yeah. Nailing a DuckTales scale.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Wow. It's magical. I know.
Watch your profanity.
Right. I'm sorry.
Holy S.
So, a little overwhelmed with the. Wow.
Look, man,
that's magical.
Look, I'm speechless. It's rare.
Well, you know, they say act like you've been there before, but where's the fun in that?
Well, I have, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Let the boys play.
Let the boys play. I'm going to flip my bat. How about that? Yeah.
Flip that bat.
Pitcher man.
Let the boy watch.
Hey, now.
Let the sweet boy ducktail.
Well, that was fun. So, Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say about this week's game?
No.
All right.
We've barely talked about this game, but I don't want to say any more about
Still
it.
Still not much to say.
Yeah, it's it is a game that has Hawkeye in it. Huel, Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I forgot to mention they do talk about Quicksilver in the manual, and apparently what he brings you is a blue life disc. So, get ready.
It somehow makes less sense than
it really does
than hamburgers.
Than a covered serving tray.
What is Captain America going to do with a blue life disc?
He eats it, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. Well, Zach, was there anything else you wanted to add about this one?
I expended a lot of metaphysical energy getting a guest this week, and I didn't want him to leave without having a few words with you guys, because again, he's coming from a long way away, and from a different plane of existence, really. So I think it would be unfair not to give him a chance to speak with you, especially because he's a big fan.
All right.
Okay.
So hold on. And he wanted to also come because just a few days ago was April 20th, otherwise known as 420.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no.
Hold on 1 second. He comes, oh, hold on. No. I got to.
Hey, buddy. Oh, it's me, Jerry Garcia.
Oh, my God.
In that train.
Jerry.
Hi, Uncle Kane. Casey Jones, you better. Oh, watch your speed. Hey, YPP, how are you?
Oh, man.
This is incredible. Wow.
Jerry, I'm so glad it's you. I was worried it was somebody else connected to 420.
Yeah, I was very worried.
Somebody German.
Yeah, it's me. It's your old buddy, Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, Jerry, big fan. Do you come to Earth often anymore, or just
only only for my groovy buddies like YPB?
Wow.
YPB.
So you like classic YPB, video games?
How are you this day? It's your old pal Jerry. Hey, I love to show. I love to play. It's all right, yeah, baby. Groovy.
Were those the original lyrics?
Oh man, they sure are. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Unbelievable. Trucking. I'm trucking.
I don't think that's how that goes.
Hey, baby. It's however you want it to go, man. You just gotta free your mind.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, who am I to argue? You wrote it, I guess.
I wrote it. She had ring on her fingers and bells on her shoes. And I knew that asking she was into the blues. Oh, baby. Groovy, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, listen, guys. I don't have much time.
I'm going
to go back to where I came from. And I just wanted to ask you, what's your favorite psychedelic drug trip in a video game? All right, I'll take my answer off the air. Bye.
Oh,
bye, Jerry.
Bye,
Mr.
Jerry.
Oh, wow. Himself.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, God.
Backsec, are you here?
Oh, what just happened?
Oh, no. Did you black out?
I just missed. What time is it?
check that your b-hole's okay Pacific, after you black out.
Pacific or Eastern?
I'm missing some time. I heard the tail end of it, though. He was asking about drug trip videos.
I got a video great game. Answer for All his right. ask.
Let's hear it.
So it's a game we're going to cover next week.
Oh, no, you're right.
Next week.
Should you tell us?
I think I can drop a hint.
Yeah.
It is Yoshi's Island for the Super SNES. Ooh. And touch fuzzy, get dizzy, baby.
All right.
Wow. So, wait, that's a gameplay element in the game?
Touch fuzzy.
Touch fuzzy, get dizzy, baby.
Wow.
Hmm.
I mean, the only answer I had was Grand Theft Auto 5, where if you drink, normally when you switch over to Trevor, there's always a good chance he is just like passed out or like doing something weird. But you can also go on drug benders. Also, that is also Fallout 76. You can there's a beer if you drink it. Actually, it's moonshine, I believe. If you drink it. You pass out and you just wake up in random areas. Hmm. So
that's a fun mechanic.
Yeah.
Yule?
Well,
I'm still kind of blown away that you channeled a dead man's spirit. No one else seems to be fazed by that.
Hey.
I don't know. I can't really think of one. Like, what? Backsack, did you have one?
Yeah, I got one. The Arkham Asylum, Scarecrow's.
Great sequence.
I feel like that was somewhere in my brain trying to get out.
Here's another one, kind of around the same time frame as that Arkham game. In the Far Cry 3 game, there's a nice little mission there where you go on a drug trip, and it is crazy.
Yep. A nice little mission.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I can't. In Metal Gear Solid, do you get drugged? And possibly. It's telling you that it's giving you like fake game over screens and stuff like that? Or is that... Metal Gear Solid 2. But I don't think...
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 2 does that because you later find out, spoiler alert to anyone, the entire game was a simulation. So you weren't really doing the stuff. So like it kind of glitches out at the end.
Are we living in the simulation?
Yes. Yes, we are.
No, the events are real, but you find out that that they're all set up because they're trying to create another Solid Snake.
Is that what happened?
But then like it doesn't matter anyway because the third and fourth and fifth games come out and rewrite all of the stuff that happened. So
I could have sworn there's a part at the end though that's like a simulation.
I
don't know. I played 15 years ago. I don't know. Probably longer.
I mean, the big reveal at the end is that the shadowy organization that you think is in control, like it's all these guys that have been dead for 200 years.
Yeah.
And then you're like, whoa, man. But then the third...
Like Abraham Lincoln, or who are we talking about?
Yeah, they're called the Patriots, I think.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an Illuminati Johnny A? Analog.
Robert Kraft.
It's Robert Kraft, Johnny A, and Johnny QA.
Button Gwinnett.
But
Max Payne might have a drug trip or some kind of dream sequence. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and Deja Vu, the Ace Harding game, the detective game. You wake up like drugged, so with no memory, and you have to piece together everything. You play a gumshoe in that game, a private dick. So,
Steve's favorite type.
This is a family friendly show here.
Yep. Well,
I'm spent, guys. That was rough.
I know. I didn't even get a chance to ask him about that ice cream because that ice cream.
Oh yeah, I wonder if he knows about it.
I was wondering this, like, what does he think about his band going on and keeping playing without him?
I'm sure he's cool with it. It's a jam band, right?
You seem pretty mellow.
He's laid back.
Yeah. Be weird if that was the one thing that put him on tilt.
You guys should have disbanded, man.
Yeah.
Is that what he sounded like?
Why do you want to make money, man?
I did my best.
We should move on to the email portion of the show.
There's more. Oh, man.
I thought you said you're a big fan that listens every week.
Yes.
There's more.
Backsack, you've been on the show like six times now, and we've always done emails each time.
I did find it strange that Steve said, "So, do you have anything else to say about the game?" And then suddenly, Jerry Garcia morphed out of you.
I thought he was wrapping up.
Yeah,
the game discussion portion.
Well,
it's fine. If it was going to happen, if he had to make it through, then that's I'm not going to argue.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to stick around much longer. He had to come out then.
That's fine.
All right.
I accept it.
Well, To be fair to Jerry, Jerry probably didn't read the agenda for the show, so
no, you know, definitely not.
He wouldn't know the order of events. So
that's true.
Todd, did you get any emails this week?
I did get an email, but let me preface by asking: did you boys get emails? Because if you did, let's save time.
I did. Yeah.
I did not.
Okay, I'll read mine then, since Steve doesn't know. All right, so this one. Is the subject is how to make money quick. Dear YPB, I'm 15 years old and I need $500 by the end of the week. I do not have a job. I need the money to buy an Xbox because I told my friend I'll be his partner in Rocket League. However, I don't have the game or a console, which is why I need to make money ASAP. I tried asking my grandmother for cash, but she wouldn't give it to me. Please help. This is urgent. Thank you. And that was from, and I'm gonna censor his name. It's from Big D Sammy at iCloud.com.
Okay.
Wow.
Huh.
He was a 15-year-old boy, right? Sweet baby boy.
That's what he says. Yeah.
You think he's lying?
Hey.
That's all we got to go off.
For all I know, this email could be a fake one.
Could be Jerry Garcia.
Well, he didn't say it was Big D Jerry, so that's how we know it wasn't Jerry Garcia.
Oh, true.
Getting $500 quick. Well, I don't know. You can't. I don't think you can get $500 from selling your blood anymore. So, and. They're not going to take the other stuff from you. So,
what other stuff, Steve?
The other stuff.
Like kidneys?
The brown?
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know that there was a place that would pay me for the brown.
Yeah, what up? I've been missing out.
Yeah, I've just been giving it away for free.
Flushing it this whole time.
Yeah.
My suggestion was tell your friend you can't play, so like they'll get used to you letting them down now, so like when it happens again later, like it won't be as bad.
Because
I feel like this is going to happen again.
Yeah,
just based off your one email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like. You know, I was going to say you should just save that money for your college fund instead, but frankly, I don't know if we have to worry about that.
We just start collecting dust.
Yeah. The person who's like, man, I need $500 by the end of the week to cover up this lie I told.
Exactly.
Can't be caught in this lie.
Yeah, you can't Aunt Becky your way through college anymore, buddy.
Ooh.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Write Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin, and just tell her that you can get her kid into, I don't know, the Community College of Santa Monica or something. And she'll do it. She's nice. She's gonna have a lot of free time on her hands, so she'll get right on that. I don't know, Todd, Zach, any thoughts on? $500 for this young gentleman?
Here's a practical answer. I think Rocket League is cross-platform multiplayer at this point. So you just, you know, get it on your PC or your Nintendo or your PS4 that's gathering dust over there.
Oh.
I don't know if he has any of these systems, but hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he should. But,
I don't know.
Huel, did you get a mail 'em up?
I got mailed. It says, Dear YPB, I heard that Backsack would be on, and I was compelled to write in. I know he has a close and personal relationship with my father, who I need to get in contact with. He doesn't talk to me anymore, and I have a lot to say to him. I have some good ideas, just like his other kids. He just needs to give me a chance. I don't know why he listens to them and not me. I desperately need a job, and he's handing those out like candy. Backsack, is there any way you can pass this along? Maybe over a game of completely legitimate golf? Or when you two share your next bowl of popcorn? And that's from Tiffany Trump.
Oh, Tiff. Poor Tiff. You know, many a day, many a weekend at Mar-a-Lago,
yeah,
Donald has complained to me about Tiffany. You know,
oh, really?
He's always like, you know, oh, she's such a loser. That's be, you know.
Doesn't accomplish anything.
Doesn't accomplish anything, unlike my son, Donald. Donald Jr., apple of my eye.
He has the same name as I do.
And that means he's just as good.
He's great.
Yeah. I'll be happy to tell that to you.
Yeah, pass it along. Message, man. I think she sounds desperate.
No, of course I feel bad for her. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
He's really busy these days, though.
So yeah. Busy.
So many tweets.
Super busy.
Yeah. So. Really, really working on that handicap.
Yep. Going after that completely baseless witch hunt that uncovered all the horrible things he's done.
Most attacked president ever.
It's presidential harassment.
I know. Just waste all of our time except for the 30-something indictments.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I, you know. Oh, I was going to ask you, Zach. I guess Kim Kardashian has been in the news lately. Because she's going to be a lawyer, and she has to apprentice with an attorney. Are you doing that as well? Do you know Kim Kardashian?
Am I apprenticing?
Is she apprenticing to you? Are you her
not
mentor?
What you asked?
Yeah. I mean, there's some space under my desk. She can.
Jesus.
Inappropriate.
First Mr. Rogers, now Kim Kardashian. He's going after all the
I'm just begging for a defamation suit.
I know.
The prince and princess of American culture
exactly.
No two people could be more alike.
Could you imagine Mr. Rogers meeting Kim Kardashian?
They're gonna file down Thomas Jefferson and Teddy Roosevelt off Mount Rushmore and throw those two up there.
Yeah.
It'll just be her ass.
with the champagne glass on it.
Yeah. Oh, she's gonna break Mount Rushmore just like she broke the internet. Disclaimer, I don't know her, and she is not anywhere near my desk. So
she's a wonderful person.
She's a wonderful person. Yes. Pillar of the community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's a
and I'm sure she'll be a credit to the profession.
Yes.
I'm sure you're thrilled, that this is happening.
Yeah.
Joining my ranks, of course.
She is your Steven Seagal.
What? Wait a minute, like law is Aikido or whatever the hell he pretends to practice, and I don't understand. Like he's making a joke out of the martial art that he pretends to revere. Okay.
Listen, he's a great man, and you know.
And by the way. I just do a really good impression of Trump. You know, I don't want you to think that I'm actually pretending to, when he's on, that it's just me doing the voice. That's not what's happening.
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I just want to clear that
up. This
I never would have thought that.
One of his voicemails, you can tell this is definitely not you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's about the president.
Yeah.
Totally.
No, it's clearly different. Like, I'm, you know, we have heard that before, that people just think it's you, and you know, we always rebuke them. We always say, no.
I mean, come on. How could I have known his catchphrase? Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Only close personal,
close personal friends know that.
YBB boys.
Yes, hello. YBB boys. It's your pal, Donnie.
A.K.A. the Prez.
A.K.A.
Oh boy! Well, who? If it's not Donald, whoever it is a master impressionist, highly skilled.
Yes.
Mm.
funny, quick on the draw,
witty,
Corolla level improv skills.
Well, Sack, did you receive any emails for this before this show?
I expended my.
Yeah,
I took care of that earlier.
All his energy.
Yes.
Whew.
My desk is covered in Slimer juice.
Ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm. I couldn't think of the name.
Just dripping with ectoplasm.
Dripping with ectoplasm. Oh, I'm sitting in it. It's so uncomfortable. My eczema is exacerbated.
A lot of E words going on. The ectoplasm exasperated my eczema.
What alliteration. Oh, man. Oh, brilliant. Oof. Okay. But isn't that what happens when you conjure a spirit? You get covered in ectoplasm, right?
Yeah, it's a byproduct of channeling the spirit world.
Exactly.
We all know it. No, that's what you tell the cleaning guy. I channeled Terry Garcia, okay? Wasn't my fault.
Why is it so sticky in here, sir?
Mr. Sack.
Not again, Mr. Sack. It was Jerry. Jerry.
Well, you know, you got that email from her, but I think I've just shared a picture that shows that Tiffany Trump, she must be doing okay. Because she's in a photo with Lindsay Lohan. So.
Oh, is that who that is? Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it says that right up top. Never mind.
That's the only reason I could tell, too. Otherwise, it just looks like... I don't know who it looks like.
Oh no.
This is America's little starlet, Lindsay Lohan.
They're all doing fine.
That dress does not fit.
Well,
neither does her face.
I don't know. Very small. I don't know who's had a rougher end, Lindsay Lohan or Shirley Temple. It's pretty bleak for both of them.
Jesus.
throw Judy Garland in there as well with America's Sweethearts that hit a rough patch, but you know, don't worry, she has a reality show about a club now. I'm sure things are going great.
That dress is straining more than Judo's underwear.
Oh, jeez, it's quite the reference.
Judo call shout out.
Still inside baseball for all you.
Video game podcast becomes 2 hours of inside jokes.
Well, we're on the way.
Todd, did you receive any asks this week?
Oh, I do have an ask, but we're going long here, boys. So they're going to have to hang on to next week. But if you do have any live questions, send them in to parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get to them someday.
Yes. Well, on that note, Todd, was there anything else you wanted to add before we closed out here?
Yeah. Your destiny arrives all the same, and now it's here. Or should I say, I am.
Oh.
Dialogue from Marvel movies.
Oh, from the movies. Wow, that's good. Huel, was there anything else you wanted to add?
I can do this all day.
Zach, thank you again for guesting on the show. Any you wanted to plug or say before we signed off here?
No. No plugs.
All right.
I wish I had one, but you don't.
That's all right. We're going long. So on that note, here's a snifferoo from next week's game.